Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Are you ready to review with us on this fine Saturday?
Hello everyone, my name is Marie, and yes, I am ready to review. On Saturdays, we take a look back at the lesson and features from the week.
Yeah, that's good, right? It's good to practice. Then Marie and I will have some questions for you. And be sure to answer them at home.
Yeah, in our lesson this week, we learned all about bookstores, and we went to Basement Books. I love to read.
Yeah, this one also has a cafe in it, too. We also learned about keeping school safe. That's an important lesson. So, what are we waiting for? We have a lot to cover. Let's get started. All right, friends, we can watch it all together.
What a cute bookstore, Alex!
Yeah, it's nice.
There are so many books.
Yes, but it's very tidy in here.
True. Some bookstores are really messy.
Well, this one isn't. Do you want a new book?
Maybe. I like mysteries.
Okay. The mysteries are over there.
Great! Let's look at them.
Hey, look! There's a cafe in here.
What a good idea! I'm thirsty.
It's in the corner over there.
Oh yeah! What drinks do they sell?
They probably sell cappuccinos and other coffee drinks.
I love cappuccinos.
Okay, let's get some coffee. We can relax in the cafe.
Great idea!
Hi, Rob.
Alex, there you are. Where were you at lunch?
I was in a bookstore with Linda.
A bookstore? Which bookstore?
Basement Books. It's on Hope Street.
Oh, I don't know it. Is it a good bookstore?
Yeah, it's nice. There's also a cafe in it.
Cool. I might go there tomorrow. Susie, do you know Basement Books?
It's on Hope Street. It's just a few blocks from here.
Is it a good shop?
Yes. It's better than most other bookstores.
Good. I plan to go there at lunch.
Can I join you? I want a new novel.
Of course.
Great. I might even buy you a book, too.
What kind of novels do you like, Susie?
I love reading fantasy books.
Oh, that's interesting. Who is your favorite fantasy author?
I like C.S. Lewis. He imagines talking animals, and he creates really different worlds.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I enjoy reading his books.
Maybe we'll find some of his novels at Basement Books.
Hey, Rob. Did you have fun at Basement Books?
Yes, it was great. I went there with Susie at lunch.
Did you buy any books?
Susie did. She bought one for herself and one for me.
That's nice.
Yeah, Susie is very generous.
Maybe next time I'll go to the bookstore with Susie. Maybe she'll buy me a book.
Hello everyone, this is Linda with LTE News Report. In school, students study and learn to work with others. They should feel safe in school. You can't study well when you feel scared. Bullies scare others, so they can be a big problem at schools. Bullies make school a cruel and scary place. Many people can be mean sometimes, but bullies are different. They pick on their victims over and over again. Bullies hurt people in different ways, sometimes they hit others. But more often, they hurt people with their words. They say mean things about other students. Almost 30% of American students are bullied at school. Bullying is usually worse during junior high school. But bullies don't stop being cruel when they finish school. Bullying is also common at work and on the internet. So what can you do to stop bullying? Number one, tell the bully to stop. When you see a bully bothering someone, tell him or her to stop. When people speak up, 57% of bullying stops within 10 seconds. Number two, if you are a victim, ask for help. Only 20 to 30% of victims tell someone about bullying. Number three, help victims of bullying. Be their friend. Together, we can make schools safe for everyone. Thanks for watching LTE News Report. See you next time.
Good morning, Susie.
Hi, Alex. You look very happy this morning.
I am. Today is one of my favorite holidays.
What holiday is today?
Today is Mid-Autumn Festival.
Oh, happy Mid-Autumn Festival.
Thank you.
Is Mid-Autumn Festival always on September 15th?
No, sometimes it is earlier and sometimes it is later.
What activities do you do at Mid-Autumn Festival?
I eat mooncakes. I have one for you.
Thank you, Alex. Why are they called mooncakes?
Most mooncakes look like the moon.
Oh, of course.
There is always a full moon on Mid-Autumn Festival.
Do you make mooncakes at home?
Sure. I like to make mooncakes.
Happy Mid-Autumn Festival, Rob!
Thanks, Linda.
How do you usually celebrate?
I like to get together with friends and family. Mid-Autumn Festival is an important family holiday for Chinese people.
That's great. Do you stay up until midnight?
Sometimes, but we usually just have a barbecue and admire the moon.
A barbecue?
Yes, it's a tradition.
Tell me about some other Mid-Autumn Festival traditions.
In some places, there are dragon and lion dances.
Dragon and lion dances are fun.
In other places, children and their families make lanterns.
Are there different kinds of lanterns?
Yes, there are paper lanterns and sky lanterns.
I'm sure they're beautiful. Can you show me how to make a lantern?
Sure. Let's meet after work.
Hi, Taylor. I'm reading the story of Chang Er and Ho Yi.
Who are they?
Ho Yi was a famous hero. Chang Er was his wife.
Tell me the story.
Long ago, there were 10 suns in the sky. The world was too hot, so Ho Yi shot 9 suns out of the sky.
So, he saved the world.
Yes! So, Ho Yi was given a special potion.
What did the potion do?
Whoever drank the potion could live forever.
Did Ho Yi drink it?
No, he gave it to his wife to keep. One day, a bad man tried to steal it.
What happened?
Chang Er drank the potion. Then she began to fly higher and higher.
Where did she go?
She flew to the moon. She lives there now.
Well, I hope you all have your notes ready. Let's begin the questions.
All right, Peter, I'm ready.
Okay. Linda and Alex go to a bookstore. What's it called?
Oh, this is easy. It's called Basement Books.
That's right. So, can you explain what a basement is?
Sure. A basement is below the first floor. It's where you put things that you don't usually use.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's underground, right? Okay. So, now Rob and Susie go the next day. We learn that Susie is generous. Why is she generous?
Oh, well, because she buys a book and gives it to Rob as a present.
Oh, that was very nice of her. She is generous. So, we learn about keeping school safe. When you see someone that is bullied, what do people usually think and feel?
People think that it isn't too serious, or think that they can't do anything about it. If they try, nothing will work.
But that's just not true. So, we learn a lot. What can you do?
Oh, that's right. You have to speak up. Bullies often stop and quickly when someone does speak up.
Yeah, you can also be a friend to that victim.
Yeah, our last lesson this week was about Mid-Autumn Festival. What's your favorite part of the lesson?
I had never heard the story that goes along with Mid-Autumn Festival before, so that was really interesting to learn about that.
Yes, it was. I liked the part where I learned about mooncakes. They look very delicious. All right, friends, we need to take a break. We'll be back.
Welcome back to the show, friends. So, have you ever eaten a mooncake before?
Yes, I have, and it was very delicious. But I can't eat one every day. They're very filling.
Yes, they have a lot of calories in them. One time I ate one, I didn't want to eat the rest of the day. Well, friends, let's continue our review by looking at some of our features together. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's file. I'm writing in my journal. What is a journal? A journal is like a notebook. At the end of each day, I like to write in my journal. I write about the special things that happened during my day. Then in the future, I can read my journal and remember the special events in my life. Now, what should I write in my journal for today? Let's see. We all have 24 hours every day. Many things can happen in those 24 hours. How can you remember them? You can keep a journal. Keeping a journal is a great way to record the events in your life. You can write about anything in your journal. You can write about the people you talk to. You can write about the exciting things that happened. You can write about your feelings. You can write about your hopes and dreams. You can write about lessons you learned. Writing things down helps you to remember them. In the future, when you are older, you can read your journal again. Then you can remember what was important to you at that time. You can also remember the different events that happened. And you can also see how much you have changed and grown. Life passes by quickly. Take some time to write things down. Then you can keep your memories for a long time. Look, I found a journal from when I was in high school. Let's see what it says. Dear Journal, today I saw Rebecca in class. She's the most beautiful girl in my class. I really like her. Well, okay. I think I'll just read this to myself. Anyway, I hope you guys can start your own journal. Write it in English. It's a great way to practice. Alright, friends. I'll see you next time.
Are what I need. Something to get me up to speed.
Fast foods are not good for you. Veggies are better. Try a few.
Food is what I like the best. Grab some cherries, I suggest.
It's time to take a break.
Get some friends and have some cake.
There's lots of food out there to try.
Let's have a snack before we say goodbye.
Get ready, it's time to take a break. Let's go have a milkshake.
Burger and fries are what I need. Something to get me up to speed.
I'm hungry.
Let's go.
Fast foods are not good for you. Veggies are better. Try a few.
Food is what I like the best. Grab the cherries, I suggest.
It's time to take a break. Just a friend and have some cake. There's lots of food out there to try. And have a snack before we say goodbye.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about Moon Festival. Please help me welcome my guest, Ms. Autumn Moon. Hello, Autumn.
Hello, Rob.
Well, Autumn, happy Moon Festival.
Happy Moon Festival, Rob.
Autumn, I have a question today from Dale Wine of Seattle, Washington, about Moon Festival. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to.
Wonderful. Dale writes, many of my Chinese friends celebrate Moon Festival, but sometimes they also call it Mid-Autumn Festival. Can you tell me why this holiday has two names?
Great question, Dale. Moon Festival, or Mid-Autumn Festival, is one of my favorite holidays. It is a big holiday in Asia. Family and friends come together to celebrate this holiday.
That's true. So why does this holiday have two names?
Well, people celebrate Moon Festival on the 15th day of the 8th month of the calendar, the lunar calendar, that is. There is usually a full moon on this day, and the moon is usually very large.
People like to have barbecues outside so they can see the moon, right?
That's right. So this is why it's called Moon Festival.
Why is it called Mid-Autumn Festival?
This holiday usually happens sometime in September or October.
That is the middle of the fall.
Right. So that's why it is called Mid-Autumn Festival. It is a festival that happens, well, in the middle of autumn.
I see. Well, thanks for your help, Autumn. I learned a lot today, friends. I hope you learned a lot, too. We'll see all of you next time on Question Time.
Hi, Miss Macy.
Oh, hi, Georgie. How can I help you?
Well, I hate math.
Don't say that. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is... The problem is... I can't do math
homework. Uh-huh. I mean, last night's homework was a problem.
Oh,
right. What am I saying? I need super sentence man.
You're right, George. You do need super sentence man. Or shall I say, Georgie needs super sentence man. And the super sentence you need is, someone was given something. I was given math homework last night.
That's right. I was given math homework last night.
That is excellent.
That's not excellent. I don't like math, super sentence man.
Oh, no, no. I don't mean that. I don't like math either, but your sentence was excellent, and I want you to give me another super sentence.
All right. I was given a present for a birthday. Oh, for my birthday.
Good, good. I was given a present for my birthday. That is great. What about you, Miss Macy? Can you give me a super sentence?
Of course. I was given a new pencil.
I was given a new pencil. That looks like a nice big pencil. And that was a super sentence. Now, what super sentence do you need to use with your teacher, Georgie?
Miss Macy, mm-hmm. I was given math homework last night, and mm-hmm. I don't want to finish it.
And that is how you use a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
I wish a super sentence could make my math skills great, too.
Oh, that's okay, Georgie. Here, I'll help you with your math.
Okay.
And I'll even let you use my new pencil. Here you go.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I like math. Friends, isn't it helpful to watch those conversations and those features one more time? We know that listening to them and seeing them again is very important to your learning.
Yes, it is. It's always good to review. And you can come back with us every Saturday to review with us. It's a lot of fun. So make sure to join us on Monday for a great new lesson.
There's always more fun and more things to learn right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.